From KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. You may recall last week we reported that coronavirus was found in China on chopping boards used for European salmon. Many wondered how it might impact Alaska's markets. In a follow-up story this week, we look at what one economist calls a bigger hurdle for the industry: how the coronavirus is disrupting the logistics in terms of processing and delivery, including safety of workers. Also this week, a Seattle-based processor is being sued for false imprisonment by more than 100 workers from California and Mexico who say they were forced to quarantine without pay in Los Angeles. And finally, the number of fishing and seafood industry workers testing positive for COVID-19 is increasing in coastal Alaska. The city of Dillingham announced 12 new cases on Monday alone. We look at some of the numbers reported around the state. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report, right after this.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you, in part, by Alaska Boats and Permits. Marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. 1-800-992-4960. Or online at alaskaboat.com.
Chinese state media claimed last week that the coronavirus was found on chopping boards used for imported salmon. Those rumors halted European salmon imports to China. While that could affect the market for Alaska salmon, experts say this season coronavirus is creating much bigger problems. KDLG's Sage Smiley took a look at how the pandemic is affecting the salmon market, and she has this report.
Let's hope this is one hell of an anomaly.
That's Gunnar Knapp, Professor Emeritus of Economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The market for salmon this year is in flux. Knapp says that's due to functional hurdles.
If you sort of want to categorize the bad news, the biggest factors are the sheer operating logistics for this industry in dealing with this virus and keeping the workers safe. That's one huge complexity. And the second is the drastic drop-off in restaurant consumption. And the third is the drastic decline in people's incomes. Those are the three major hits.
In a normal year, most of the uncertainty in the salmon market comes from the run itself, like how the harvest compares to the previous year and how processors will keep up.
Heck, every year brings surprises in salmon markets and salmon fisheries.
But with the COVID-19 pandemic this year, the market faces uncertainty on both the supply and demand sides. That means a lot of things are up in the air, making everything more difficult to predict. Researcher Brett Watson from UAA says one indicator can be found in the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, which lists permit prices.
CFEC is reporting about a $13,000 slip in Bristol Bay permit price sales from April to May. And so what that says to me is that fishers' short-run and long-run expectations have kind of decreased their value for what they're expecting to get out of the fishery.
Several Bristol Bay processors have reported cases of COVID-19 since processing workers started arriving in the bay. As the run picks up and the fleet starts catching fish, there are also questions about how those outbreaks will affect processing capability.
I saw that there was a report just a few minutes ago that there were another 12 positive confirmed cases in Dillingham. And that's going to pose real challenges to the processors as they try to figure out how to engage in their process safely. And that can impose real costs for them.
To summarize, on the supply side, the run is starting a little weak. Processors are taking on massive preventative costs to try and stave off plant outbreaks. Those costs might take the form of a lower base price for fishermen or higher retail price for consumers. We don't know much yet about fishing effort compared to last year or processing capacity, which adds another level of uncertainty. On the demand side, the industry is facing a global recession, reduced restaurant demand, lower household incomes, and lower farmed salmon prices, as well as that hiccup in the Chinese market for farmed salmon. That could be an indicator for the wild market. Does everything point to disaster? Gunnar Knapp, the UAA professor emeritus, isn't predicting anything.
There's a lot of not so great indications about the market going into the season. But in the longer run, there's sort of a good news story.
The long-term trend, Knapp says, is an increasing demand in the U.S. for salmon in general and wild salmon in particular.
The basic thing is, you still have this tremendously wonderful fish resource if it's well-managed and well-marketed and well-handled and Mother Nature willing.
Despite all the uncertainties facing the market this season, Knapp says they're almost all tied to the pandemic. If Bristol Bay weathers the economic storm this year, he says, hopefully the market will continue to improve. In Dillingham, I'm Sage Smiley.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
A Seattle-based processor was sued for false imprisonment and failing to pay workers traveling to a Bristol Bay cannery after more than 100 of them were forced to quarantine in a Los Angeles hotel without pay or lose their jobs. That was after three people tested positive for COVID-19. The complaint was first reported by the Los Angeles Times. KDLG's Izzy Ross has details.
Around 150 workers, many from Mexico and Southern California, were traveling to Bristol Bay to work at the Red Salmon Cannery in Naknek. When they arrived in L.A., they were told to go to the Crown Plaza LAX Hotel to be tested for COVID-19 and quarantine for 4 days. That's when things got complicated.
They told us that they had gone there to be processed for employment and were being tested for COVID.
Jonathan Davis is one of the attorneys who filed the suit. Once the workers got to the hotel, he said, they were told to wait in a crowded hallway and fill out paperwork using shared pens, which allegedly put them into close contact with each other for several hours.
They were in very cramped quarters. They were very distressed because they were in these close quarters using the same pens. They didn't feel like proper protocols were being followed.
The workers then went to individual rooms where nurses administered coronavirus tests. According to the complaint, 4 days later, the day they were supposed to travel to Naknek, the results for three of the workers came back positive. All 150 of the workers were told they had to quarantine for an additional 11 days until June 25th.
Without pay and without the right to leave your room at any time. The key cards that they were given to access the rooms, our understanding is, they were deactivated because if you leave the room, you can't get back in.
Davis says that the workers were told if they left their rooms, they would be fired immediately.
We know that some workers were fired because they left their rooms, and we know some workers have left because they've been very distressed and very upset by this whole situation.
Davis does not know how many left or how many were fired. He says the company should have been following the Los Angeles and CDC guidelines, and that requiring people to stay put without pay violates California's wage and hour laws. During peak salmon season, Red Salmon Cannery employs about 500 workers, according to the complaint. Laurie Moore, with the cannery operator North Pacific Seafoods, said in an email that the workers have since flown in a charter to Naknek, which was provided by the company. She said North Pacific has been focused on the health and safety of its team and the communities where they work, and that it's following the state requirement that seafood workers quarantine for 14 days and test negative for COVID-19. Quote, we took extensive steps to provide comfortable accommodations where those individuals could remain while they were quarantined, unquote. Moore said they provided the workers with meals and lodging, allowing them to self-isolate throughout quarantine. She added that each person was tested and retested during quarantine and that some who did not want to remain in quarantine left the hotel. Davis, one of the attorneys who filed the lawsuit, says that since North Pacific decided to operate during a pandemic, it needs to follow through responsibly.
You can't say I'm going to run this company, but I'm going to do it on the backs of folks who are going to have to sit in a room for 2 weeks and they can't leave or they're going to be fired and we're not going to pay them for that period of time. And certainly if you don't let people know that's what you're intending to do.
The lawsuit is asking for North Pacific to pay the workers for the time in quarantine. Among the charges are false imprisonment, three charges for failing to pay workers or meet minimum and overtime pay requirements, negligence, and unlawful business practices. Davis says the fact that the workers have been moved to Naknek doesn't change anything about the lawsuit, only how much the company would have to pay in compensatory damages. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families.
The numbers of people testing positive for COVID-19 is increasing in Alaska's fishing communities. The Bristol Bay Borough has announced 8 new positive testing results of COVID-19 as of Wednesday. That was just 2 days after the city of Dillingham announced 12 cases on Monday. All of those Monday cases were at OBI Seafood's Wood River plant. Altogether, as of Wednesday, there were 47 active cases of COVID-19 across Bristol Bay. None of those people involved were hospitalized as of Wednesday. Monday also saw Cold Bay confirming its first local cases of COVID-19. 2 individuals tested positive for the virus in that Alaska Peninsula village. The 2 are not from Cold Bay, which has a year-round population of just 38 residents. Officials do not know how they contracted the virus. Cold Bay is in the Aleutians East borough. Turning to Southeast, 2 out-of-state employees at different Ketchikan seafood processing plants tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. They are now in isolation. That's according to Ketchikan's Emergency Operations Center. Both individuals have cooperated with their employer's state-approved pandemic mitigation plans, according to officials. Also in Southeast Alaska on Monday, a seafood processing company confirmed 3 new cases of COVID-19. The 3 cases are at a salmon processing plant in Excursion Inlet, which is a remote spot about 40 miles west of Juneau. The plant is owned by OBI Seafoods. That's the new company that formed with the recent merger of Icicle Seafoods and Ocean Beauty Seafoods. The 3 workers are all non-residents, and they were tested as part of the routine COVID-19 screening on their 6th day of a 14-day quarantine. None of the 3 workers were showing any symptoms at the time they were tested.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Izzy Ross and Sage Smiley at KDLG in Dillingham, Hope McKenney with KUCB in Unalaska, Eric Stone at KRBD in Ketchikan, and Nat Hers with Alaska Public Media. A big thank you to all our listeners of the Alaska Fisheries Report and to all the radio stations that air this program. For you fishermen, remember, be careful and follow those COVID rules. For your sake and for those of whom you might come in contact with when you're out fishing. From KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.